This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When Allah revealed a verse in the Quran, the Sahaba found it very, very difficult to handle. And they went to the Prophet ﷺ and they said, "We've been destroyed." The Prophet ﷺ asked him, "What's wrong? What verse are you talking about?" They said, "The statement of Allah, 'وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ.'" Whether you show what is inside of yourself or you conceal it, Allah will hold you accountable for it. And whether you commit the sin or not, if you just think about it, you're going to be held accountable. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, this is too difficult. We can't handle this." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Do you want to say like the people of Bani Israel said, that we hear and we disobey?" Say, "Sami'na wa ata'na." Say, "We hear and we obey." Immediately the Sahaba said, "We hear and we obey." And then Allah revealed the last two verses in Surah Al-Baqarah. And what came at the end of the first of the two verses, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَعْطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. We hear and we obey, and we seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is our final destination. And then look at what had scared them, what had frightened them, and look at the meanings that come in the final verse. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not charge a soul except for that which it can handle. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. He gets the reward for the good he has done, and he gets punished for the evil he has done. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Our Lord, do not hold us accountable for that which we have forgotten, or for the error, for the mistakes that we have made. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Our Lord, and do not put a burden on us like the burdens you have put on those who were before us. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Our Lord, and do not burden us with that which we don't have the ability to bear. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. Pardon us and forgive us and have mercy upon us. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. You are a protector, so make us victorious against the disbelieving people. From the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that a Muslim should read these two verses every night before he goes to bed. And he said alayhi salatu wasalam that whoever reads these two verses, that it will be kafatahu, they'll be sufficient for him. Imam Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, kafatahu, they're sufficient for him. That they're sufficient for him as a protection from the evil of all of mankind and from the jinn. And they're sufficient for him instead of making Qiyam al-Layl, the night prayer, or sufficient for him for the reward that he will get for reading them. Or inshallah ta'ala, of all of these things mentioned.